At an event that's become increasingly rare in state politics, two politicians from opposing parties sat down together and had a civil discussion about issues facing New York. Both are from Syracuse, and both are considering a run for governor next year. Our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt was there.
Democrat and Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner, along with Republican State Senator John DeFrancisco, spoke in Albany during a forum about state issues and politics.
To have a vibrant civic dialogue is important, and the fact that it's been missing, we've all suffered for that.
Senator DeFrancisco, who's also from Syracuse, agrees.
We have to have more open government, more dialogue, and better policies.
At the event held by the Bull Moose Club, a political and business venture, Miner and DeFrancisco disagreed, politely, on whether marijuana should be legal in the state. Miner's for it, DeFrancisco against it. And they differed on the best strategy to increase voter participation. But Miner and DeFrancisco, who are both potential gubernatorial candidates, were united in their criticism of Governor Cuomo's economic development programs and the accompanying multi-million-dollar TV ad campaigns, which Miner calls soundbite government. She also critiques the governor's tax-free incentives program for new businesses, known as Startup New York.
And simply running around and putting on, press conferences talking about Startup New York, or doing upstate revitalization initiatives, or giving huge tax credit and tax benefits to large developers is not working. And I think it's not working, and what that means is we have to go back to the basics of governing. Let's invest in our infrastructure. Let's invest in the people who live here. And when we do that, they themselves will start the economic growth that will start to catalyze and help populate our state again.
DeFrancisco says small businesses are leaving the state because of all the taxes and regulations, saying they can't make money. He also took shots at an empty LED lighting factory near Syracuse, built with state funding. The project stalled after the construction company involved was charged with corruption. Officials at Core Development faced trial in 2018.
Some company out of God knows where, getting $70 million. And by the way, the building still isn't up. It still isn't operational. It's about 3 years ago. And it's also the subject matter of the first corruption probe trial that's coming out. Whether there's a connection there, maybe we'll find out someday. But the fact of the matter is, that is so frustrating for somebody who's trying to make a living and being burdened more and more. So, how do you turn it around? You turn it around by making a broad-based economic development policy where everybody benefits, not the few, and show that there is hope and there is opportunity.
Neither the senator nor the mayor would commit to actually launching a campaign for governor for the November 2018 elections. Senator DeFrancisco says he's continuing to travel the state, though, and talk with county chairs.
I'll make a decision as soon as I possibly can. I don't want to go on a fool's errand, but on the other hand, if there's support there, and I think there's a reasonable chance to raise money and to be a viable candidate, I'm going to go for it.
Miner says right now she's focusing on wrapping up her time as mayor, which ends on December 31st. Term limits restricted her to two terms in office.
What I have said to my family is I'm going to get some sleep and get some good meals in, and then I'm going to start to think about it in earnest.
Miner has also said she's considering a congressional race against House Representative John Katko. Both say they know it's difficult for an upstate politician to make a successful run for New York governor, but they both believe that Cuomo, who has said he'll seek a third term next year, will face a competitive opponent. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.